Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, that's right, baby, as we are live here on a Football Friday, live at Boomer Jack's here in Webster, so make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, a great, great night to spend your time here. TV's everywhere. You want to watch the Rockets as they go out and beat the hell out of the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. You could do that here. Many other NBA games on TV here. Some college football. You'd see Clemson probably lose again. And Dabo Sweeney have the worst season of his life recently.
Is he gone?
You can watch that here. So, man, it's a lot going on. TV's everywhere here. And a great time and a great spot to start your night. I'm seeing frozen margaritas all over the place. I got a mule going. It is a good time, and we got folks out here hanging out. And you can obviously win prizes here today. We do not come empty-handed.
None of that.
None of it. You can win tickets to a future Texans game in the 5 o'clock hour, courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford Dealers. You can win. We've already hooked somebody up with a Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card. There are three others you can win. Also, a free oil change. Shout out to the folks over there at Tom Ball Ford. Any type of car you have, you can bring it up there and get a free oil change. So a lot to get to. And we've got some glasses, our commemorative glasses that we've been doing. If you don't have the drive one, go ahead and get you one. There we go. There we go. We got mixed signals here. We got a Giants and Texans fan right here all in one. There you go. That is Houston right there,
what,
baby.
What a tortured soul.
That's a guy who probably grew up around Jersey, and then he's probably lived in Houston for about 30 years
I'm praying for you, brother.
24. There we go. Something like that. Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, he's lost Jackson Dart, fired a coach on one end. Here we go. So, but no, man, it's a good time. Come on out and enjoy yourself.
He gets Jameis this weekend. There you go.
Jameis,
you know what they say about people born by water? Different.
There you go. That's Jameis. My man Mike Kafka said, first thing I'm going to do is start Jameis. Yep. There we go, baby. Why not?
He's here for a good time. Here for a thrill.
Sierra just saying, Russ, man, how long are we going to do this? Come on. There's something else we could do after this. How long are we going to do this? Then now they passing you up for Jameis.
Nah, he go. He tell, look, I bought you your masters. You sit over there and you wait for me to finish playing.
There you go.
I got you your masters back, baby.
He's dangerous.
There he is. All right. Come hang out with us, and we'll open up those phone lines again. I love hearing from the people, and that was fun hearing from Nick. Again, Nick, please call back. Crazy as hell. Can't get with you. But by the way, Nick, you got a lot of fighters with you.
Yeah, yeah. You're not alone, brother.
You ain't alone. I mean, Tony is serious. You got a lot of fighters with you.
My man say in Nick Cayley's system.
He lost you after that.
I was like, oh, man, hold on, wait a minute. The system that we are not entirely sure is going to be here again next year.
I scooted up closer when he said that. Here we go.
Nick Cayley's system.
All right. I wonder how many people are rolling with you on this. B. Scott, as we go into this game against the Titans, we talked about it going into last week. For this team to have any chance to get to the playoffs, they got to win these two, the Jags and the Titans. And then you go into that three-game gauntlet of Buffalo, at Indy, at Kansas City, and now what can you do there? A lot of things will determine that. But you have a feeling right now going into this game.
So I love the timing of me being here to fill in for Clint and to be out here at Boomer Jacks out in Webster on a Football Friday, and that we get out here and be with the people and feel the energy, be a part of the energy. I'm here for it. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm here today. Honestly, glad I'm here today with you, Ron, because I hope this is not the case, but this might be the last Football Friday that I truly care about. And I got a sneaky suspicion that it might be. I hope that it ain't. I hope that I'm wrong
about
this.
Why do you think that?
But this might be the last Football Friday that I care about, because a week from today, by the time we do Football Friday again, they will have played this game against the Titans, and we suspect that they will have won it. But they will have also played that Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills. And honestly, if they win this game against the Titans but then go out there and lose to the Bills on Thursday night football,
you're out?
I'm not going to feel like this is as relevant as it is today. Like, this is not going to be relevant to me anymore, because think about it. You are in a logjam that is essentially with the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Jacksonville Jaguars are in that mix along there with you. And,
Chargers,
of course, the Chargers are ahead, right? Like, the Chargers seem like they got the best shot at it, right? But the Chargers are right there, like you mentioned. And, of course, the Ravens are right behind you, really the same record, but on your heels. And to me, if you lose to the Bills, one of the teams that's right there with you, that does not, to me, bode well for your chances against the Chiefs or your chances in those two games against the Indianapolis Colts. And then, honestly, just the math of it all of losing to the Bills, right? You can't really afford to lose too many games. You lose that one a week from today, that's going to take a lot of the wind out of the sails, a lot of the air out from underneath this whole, like, journey that we're on can the Texans make the playoffs. They lose that game, and I'm going to feel like the answer is no. And I won't really care as much about Football Friday a week from now.
So the Buffalo game is a real turning point for you.
It's a turning point.
Like, here's my thinking. 713-572-4610. Are you saying you think you're out on the playoffs if they lose to Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm out.
Definitive. All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you out here at Boomer Jacks, you're listening. Brandon Scott said he's out. If they win Sunday and then lose to Buffalo, he feels like the playoffs are done.
They're obviously not mathematically eliminated at that
point. Do you
agree?
But
I'm out at that point.
Are you with him? 713-572-4610. They lose to the Bills, you're out. Show of hands, they lose to the Bills, you think it's done. I can't get with that. To me, my thinking is they win Sunday. If they lose Sunday, we're talking about a different thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about somebody's going to lose their job at some point before the next season comes. Like, you're not going to lose to the Titans right now. And combined with everything else that's happened. All right, I think we all agree the season's over if they lose Sunday. For me, if they beat the Titans and get to 5-5, for me, they have to go 2-1 in that three-game stretch. Now, that two may be beat Colts, beat Bills and lose of the Chiefs, beat Bills, lose of the Colts, beat the Chiefs, lose of the Bills, beat Colts, beat Chiefs, whatever.
They lose to the Bills, you think they're beating the Chiefs and the Colts?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, simply for me, it is they win Sunday, they got to go 2-1 in that stretch to give themselves a realistic chance. If they don't go 2-1 in that stretch, I'm out. I'm with you on that. But they got to go 2-1 in that stretch, because if they go 2-1 in that stretch, I'm going to give them the Raiders, I'm going to give them the Cardinals, and then, you know, they get Indy at home and they get the Chargers. They get to play the Chargers, a team ahead of them. That feels different. They lose to the Bills and the Colts. I'm with you on that. But I think they got to go 2-1 in that three-game stretch for them to have a chance. Because like to me, like, do you think they got to sweep that three to get it? Because I know they got to get to 10. But somebody texted in, hell, I'm already out. Somebody said
see,
right there with
see,
you,
that's
B,
the thing.
Scott.
We're right there already on the cusp. We're right there already on the cusp. You lose to the Bills. Then it's just the odds of it all. And think about it.
I know your feeling doesn't feel great going into those.
The feeling doesn't feel great. And then just think about all of the teams that they're – I was talking to you about this before the show, maybe in between breaks. This is one of those years where the boogeyman or the boogeymen, if you will, of the AFC are right there with you fighting for one of those last wild card spots.
And you play all of them.
And you play all of them. One of them is the Bills, right? And so you've got to start there. It's got to start there with a win against the Bills. Obviously, you're not saying, hey, I'm just going to concede against the Chiefs or I'm going to concede against the Colts. But it doesn't make you feel really good about their chances about it or their chances for it if they can't take care of business against the Bills. You're looking at the Bills, the Chiefs, the Jaguars are right there in the mix, and the Ravens. All of these teams right there, either on your heels, tied with you, or ahead of you. So, yeah, no, if you don't beat the Bills less than a week from today, by the time we get here a week from now, I'm not going to feel like this is a relevant conversation anymore.
All right, text line, do you agree with B. Scott? B. Scott said that this season for him is determined by the Bills' home game Thursday Night Football. If they lose that game, he's out on them making the playoffs. Now, obviously, that wouldn't be an upset that would happen. But I'm not quite there. Text line coming in. The Bills likely the class of the AFC. They're beating Tennessee and losing the next three after that. They'll definitely be out of it.
And see, think about it. If you're along those lines, you don't like them against none of these teams, right? So it's actually got us the optimism even, right? Because I would say that right now the feeling and the thought leans more toward a pessimistic side. The optimism doesn't even begin, kind of to your earlier point. Nothing, only bad could come from this upcoming game, right? Well, the optimism doesn't even begin until you beat the Bills and unless you beat the Bills.
Text line coming through. If you say they've got to get to 10, that means they can only lose two more games and they have the Bills, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Colts twice. Listen, I didn't say it was easy. I'm just telling you what they got to do. Like, they're going to have to get two or three games that they probably are not going to be favored in. Because you're right. They've got the Colts, the Chiefs, and the Chargers on the road. Those are all tough games. They put themselves in a tough spot. I'm just telling you, if they win Sunday, that three-game stretch, they got to go 2-1. If they go 2-1 in that stretch, now that would put them one game over 500 the rest of the way. And then it's like, all right, you've got the Cardinals, you've got the Raiders, you've got the Chargers, and you've got the Colts again at home.
What is the best team that the Texans have beaten so far? Is it Jacksonville last week? Is it the San Francisco 49ers? And I'm only asking that question for this.
No, that's a fair question.
Based off of their season so far, and then if they lose to the Bills, what is it about their play or their season that leads you to believe that they would have a favorable record against the rest of those teams?
Again, we're not
what I'm saying?
We're not talking about what I think, right? I'm just like how I would feel, if they lose after. Yeah, I mean if they lose to the Bills, my confidence would not shoot up the mark that they would go 2-0 against the Colts and the Chiefs. I'm just telling you that is when I will step off the train. That's when I will step off the train. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you right now. I don't think they're gonna be able to go 2-1 in that stretch.
It's not looking good.
I don't. Like you said, I think the Niners are the best team that they've beaten in this stretch.
And I didn't knock them for this at the time, but the Niners were not the Niners at the moment.
Yeah, they were injured, but at least that Niners team had been playing injured throughout. That Niners team beat the Rams on the road with even less than what they had against the Texans. So, I mean, that like I hear that. That, to me, is their best win. And, no, I don't think the 49ers probably are in the same range of those three teams that they're going to have to play after the Titans. Again, I don't feel great about it. I'm just telling you, I will officially step on off – when they if that occurs. They go 2-1. They beat the Titans. Woo, here you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You beat the Titans. You get to 5-5. You go 2-1 in that stretch. Now you're 7-6. Okay. And then I know you got winnable games against the Raiders and the Cardinals to get me to 9. And then can you beat the Chargers or the Colts to get to 10? And now I can see the path.
Yeah, it's just that
you're operating on how you're going to feel after if they lose to the Bills.
Well, and also just how the AFC has flipped in a way where you're talking about, hey, like the Chargers and the Colts. Well, traditionally you're thinking about the Chargers and the Colts as being kind of welterweights in comparison to, say, the Bills and the Chiefs. But they're actually some of the better teams in the AFC this year, and it's not the Chiefs and the Bills necessarily. Well, the Bills I think are kind of a different case, but it's not necessarily those teams that have traditionally been the boogeymen. So you don't beat these teams who are in down years in comparison. It doesn't make you feel good about your chances against the teams that have demonstrated themselves to be good, like the Chargers have and certainly like the Colts have, whether you believe in them or not.
Text line, Ron, you were never on the train. Kick rocks, open-toed sandals. I am on the they can still make the playoff train. I haven't jumped off that yet. Hell, I picked them to win the division.
Have some conviction, Ron.
I picked them to win the division.
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody who'll text in soon. Ron, how about that they text in daily? How are they going to win the division? You still feel good about that? No, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's
got
not
no evidence.
Good.
Not going to happen.
Not looking great.
But, no, yeah, that's the route. Do I feel great about that route? No. Would I put money on that? No.
There are
not a chance.
There are, what, 3 wild card spots?
Yep.
And there are roughly, what, 5 teams competing for them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Texans might be the 4th best team?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If they get to 10, we'll see.
Out of all of them?
But they have beaten the Ravens, and they have the other ones that they get to play. All right, coming up as we continue, I talked about this a little bit earlier, the rivalry between the Titans. I feel like now I feel good about it because one of the voices of the Texans showed me who he cares about. We'll discuss that next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here. Football Friday here live, good crowd coming out, and still room for you to make your way on out here. We're at the Webster location, and a great spot. Come on in, easy to get to, and you got a chance to win multiple prizes. We're going to hook somebody else up as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not put a ticket in the raffle box, you've got a chance to do that and win multiple prizes, including gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. A free oil change, Tomball Ford. You got a chance to win that, any kind of vehicle you have, and in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay up, Andy. In the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. Not just a future Texans game, but the Colts game. The Colts-Texans game, which could loom large. Unless you're Brandon Scott and they lose to the Bills. Yeah, but man, could loom
know,
large.
No, I don't know about
coming
it.
Up. You got a chance to win a pair of those tickets right here. All right. Listen, one of the things that has been something that I have just been blown away, and I've understood more. You get here almost 6 years, and, I mean – you know, you really get a sense in the feel of the rivalry between that city up 45 in Dallas and Houston, especially the Cowboys. You get a sense of it from fan to fan. But I have always wanted and believed that the Titans and the Texans should be one of the most fierce rivalries in all of the NFL. I mean, you've got an asshat group that just decided to take your team from you and then has the audacity to not even allow you to use the colors. I see my man right here who's got on a perfectly beautiful, like, you know, that close. It's not even the oiler blue. The close to the oiler blue.
They're not allowed
jersey,
to actually use
because they're not allowed to use the Columbia blue. The close to the oiler blue, and they can't even wear those uniforms. Hell, they've stopped the Houston Cougars from being able to wear the damn color.
Yeah, very Karen-like. Very Karen-like.
Very, very much. And yep. and the name, and what's her name? Amy. But they've Karen. Amy's the new Karen. Yep. But I've always felt like that should be a huge rivalry in it, and it just doesn't seem. It seems like the Colts are bigger. It seems like obviously the Cowboys are bigger. Like you get into some people, the Patriots are bigger. People now are hating the Chiefs more. I just think that should be a bigger deal. And they've done it a little bit when they've just said, nah, man, we're going to wear the jerseys against y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. And I know that's pissed some people off. But I've gotten a feel from Andre Ware. He calls every one of the games right here on Sports Radio 610. You can hear him and Mark Vandermeer on Sunday as they'll call this Titans-Texans game. But I listened to, and it was interesting, I listened to both of his calls. His calls against the Jags last week against with Davis Mills runs the touchdown that gives them the lead for one of the biggest comebacks in team history and keeping them alive. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to him when they had that game-winning field goal against the Titans. And I just want you to hear the difference. I just really – it feels like Andre doesn't give a damn about one of these teams. And I enjoy it. Let's hear Colin the first one. The first one – when they beat the Titans on a field goal in overtime, listen to Andre Ware.
16-16, 2 seconds to go in overtime. 54-yard attempt, left hash mark. Here's the snap. Here's the spot. Here's the kick by Fairbairn.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Good! The Texans win!
Yes!
Legendary! Fairbairn knocks it through from 54 as the Texans defeat
Get
the
out
former
of here.
Oilers.
Put those uniforms back in the trunk.
19-16. Have a nice day.
That was personal.
Put him up.
He's still going.
A comeback. Down 13-0. Numerous key players out, and the Texans dig oh so deep to pull out a victory against their rivals and go home with the victory.
Hey, those last ad libs, the last couple.
Did you know he did that?
Those last couple sound like he was actually kicking somebody's ass.
Yes, he blocked out. He blacked out. I mean, he didn't give a rip about stepping over Vandy.
No,
he blacked out because you can tell it was personal.
Yeah.
That the Titans was personal.
Yeah.
Now last week was a huge moment, and I'm going to tell you, Vandy is at the same level he was in that one.
Right.
Just listen to the difference from Andre. Here is last week's Davis Mills clincher to ultimately be the game winner.
37 seconds to go. 29-24. Texans trailing, third and goal at the 14. Mills shotgun, marks to his left. Two receivers, wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing!
Where is he?
D Mills gets it done!
It's like he's waiting on Andre. Thanks, Andre.
30 seconds to go, and Houston leads by one.
Andre doesn't give a damn about the Jags. Hey, Andre didn't give a damn about the Jags.
Didn't blink.
But the Titans, I mean, he was all like, he wanted to throw their jerseys, all of them in the trunk. They beat the Jags. My man just sitting there, all right, man, okay.
So I really.
I love it. I love to see. There is a clear, those are both division rivals. There is a clear difference for how Andre feels about those two.
So
I love it.
So I read this differently than you did. Now, obviously, the Titans game, I think, had a little extra sauce on it because,
sure it did.
Because of
it
the
should.
Like, it wasn't just the rivalry, just the division, just that it was the Titans, but it was also specifically, I think, the uniform thing that was getting at Andre, right?
He told him to put him in a trunk.
And
he said put Warren Moon in a trunk too.
I really wonder, more than anything, I wonder if Andre was anything like me when that Davis Mills run happened, where he's thinking, instead of celebrating the way he did when they beat the Titans with the field goal, knowing that they beat the Titans with the field goal, when Davis Mills ran that in, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I wasn't convinced for sure that the Texans were about to win that game.
Davis! You think Andre was thinking, all right, hell, it's 30 seconds left.
I haven't talked to Andre, and I don't know what Andre was thinking, but I know damn sure what I was thinking. And I was not thinking that they just won the game. I was thinking they just took the lead. I was thinking that Davis Mills got a set on them for going out there and getting that touchdown, and I was giving them credit for that. What I wasn't doing was celebrating as if they had won the game because I was not convinced, and I told y'all this earlier in the week when I was on the show, I was not convinced that they were going to win the game until they had actually won the game.
Text line coming through. One game is a game-winning field goal. The Jags one is a touchdown, but with time left. Maybe he didn't want to jinx anything. Man, he didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing.
They were down 29-10. Davis Mills just came out of nowhere, went Bo Nix in the fourth quarter.
It wasn't nothing.
That game against the Titans, he was making noise for 55 seconds.
Well, he lost his mind. He lost his mind like Mark
Jim.
Like Mark does.
Come on.
Not to pull the carpet back too
put
much.
Put him in a trunk.
But I do wonder if there was a little bit of conversation at some point of not stepping on Mark in these types of moments. Like, hey, Mark is the play-by-play guy. He's the one that's most trained and equipped for these moments. Maybe let him have it. But I don't feel like that was the conversation. I don't feel like that was the conversation. It did make me wonder, though. Like, has somebody made Dre aware that, hey, you don't want to step on some of these calls. They get replayed on NFL films and all kind of different things that the NFL does. We want these calls to be clean, Andre. We want these calls to be clean. I wonder about that.
Said something to him.
I wonder. It makes me. It does make me wonder. Because he didn't. To me, that wasn't a lack of emotion or a lack of care. He ain't say nothing.
He didn't say anything.
It almost felt.
And there's a video of it. He chills on the video.
It almost felt strategic, like on purpose.
I don't know how. Clearly he could not contain himself. when he told him to put them damn things in the trunk.
Text line coming in,
Andre was reserved because he knew we'd have to listen to these insane Mills advocates all week.
I actually joked with you about that before the show. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he could anticipate these ridiculous conversations that we were going to have on the radio in the following week about Davis Mills being the guy.
All right. We'll hear from some of you still. As I know we've got a couple of calls here. Southside Isle wants to jump in. I know somebody is just absolutely blown away by an earlier conversation we had. And we'll do our Saturday slate. Big games in college football. Which games are you watching? What's your game of the week in college football? We'll do all that as we continue live right here from Boomer Jacks here in Webster on a Football Friday on the Drive.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in, man. A good time being had out here. I see some people having some drinks. I see somebody on their third. My man back there, I told my man, I said, man, stay out of trouble. He said, nah, I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Why not, man? All right, as we're having a good time here, more prizes that you can win if you're on your way out here. Put your ticket in the raffle box. You got a chance to win. And, again, I urge you to use that QR code. If you have not done so, go ahead and enter into the Ultimate Tailgate. You got a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and tickets in the suite. And I'm telling you, it comes with food. It comes with drinks. It comes with alcoholic drinks. All of that in the suite, and you can win two tickets there as well. Hit that Ultimate Tailgate. Go ahead and use that QR code, and you have a chance to be a winner there for our Ultimate Tailgate if you've not done so. All right, before we get to our Saturday slate here, Colin, let's grab some lines here. Let me hear from Nick, who is flabbergasted by an earlier conversation. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, to weigh in a little bit on the Miles or Mills and CJ, to me, as a Colts fan, it doesn't matter to me, either one of them. You know, I don't think CJ is a leader of men, but I don't think Mills has the skills. So either one, we'll take either one of them to the bank, I really, at this point. But I was really overtaken by the statement of some Texan who mentioned that the class of the AFC is the Bills. He clearly doesn't watch football because that – I don't know if they would – look, they were – maybe – I wouldn't call them the class, but they were at their helm at one time in AFC East, you know. But that clearly has been taken over by the Patriots.
Well, hold on, Nick,
they have been the class and are the class.
Are you saying the Colts are the class?
No, I said the Patriots are the class of the AFC.
The Patriots are the class. Oh.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do think so. And I think they're back to reclaim that. They
all
have
right,
been.
Well.
They took. Yeah, that's my take.
All right, appreciate the call. No, I'm not ready to go there.
Okay. The Patriots.
Patriots class.
I mean, they're nice. They're nice. They're well coached. Quarterback seems to be pretty good.
Yeah. We'll see.
The class, I don't know. You know what, though, to that question and to that point, is there a class of the AFC? Because, I mean, the best teams right now, at least the ones with the best record, are the Patriots, the Broncos. I know the Chargers have a really good record, even though they're behind the Broncos in their division. But is there a class of the AFC? Kind of to my point earlier about the boogeymen being the teams that are fighting for wild card spots, and the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens. Like, who is the class of the AFC?
Who do you trust the most in the AFC?
Probably the Chiefs.
Well, I think you know the answer.
Probably the Chiefs.
All right, Southside Al, before we get to our Saturday slate, what's going on? Go ahead, Al. It's good to hear from you always.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Ron, you kind of chipped at the old iceberg. B. Scott, it's always good to talk to the homie. Check this out. This is the thing about the football this season. It's so up and down, especially in AFC. You just mentioned it. You got teams coming out of nowhere, got the top record. And the thing about the Texans, I just want them to have a mind frame of one game at a time. Beat what's in front of you, the Texans. The Bills, their defense is trash. Once you eliminate Cook, last time we played the Bills, I think we beat them. And let's get to the Colts. That happened with Jacksonville last week, Ron. Jacksonville and Indianapolis, and I think CJ will be back by then. And I'm going to say this and get y'all to tell you. It's something about them teams with the Houston Texans. We never have a problem with now one of them, except when they had Peyton Manning. After that, the Colts, they've been having Jonathan Taylor. We didn't met them with Jonathan Taylor. And if you play the box with the coach, Daniel Jones going to have to beat my secondary while they dreaming. And I don't think he can do it. You put eight in the box with JT and let Daniel Jones deal with Steenly and Lassiter, man, I feel good about that with Indianapolis coach. I ain't going to get your take on that, man.
All right, listen, they've been putting eight in the box all year with this Jonathan Taylor.
He's a bad mofo.
This has been a little something different.
Yeah.
They got and they've got a lot of weapons for Daniel. Listen, I don't trust Daniel Jones either, Al. I can't. But when you give him that offensive line and you give him the threat of Jonathan Taylor, I mean, I watched Atlanta put nine in the box. He ran for 83.
Yeah.
And Tyler Warren's a weapon. They've got weapons all around the outside. And they've got a really good coach who's a really good play caller. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I like the
Texans have the best defense in football, and so they do have a shot, but I don't know.
No, I like the tune that Al is singing there. I'm not sure how much I believe in it. You know, especially watching Jonathan Taylor this year. Like, he is special, man. You talk about run through you, run around you, run past you. Like, there is really no weakness in his game as a running back. So I got a tough time saying that, hey, you just stack the box and you eliminate Jonathan Taylor. No, you can try.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans stopped them, like slowed them down. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans gave them, like Pittsburgh gave them hell and turned them over six times. Sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they – but, I mean, are the Texans going to be able to score enough?
But then it also does come down to, like, to this point about not believing in Daniel Jones. I don't think any of us do, but – what version of Daniel Jones are you going to get on a given day, right? Like, are you going to get the turnover-prone Daniel Jones, which plays right into the Texans' defense hands, or are you going to get the version of Daniel Jones that plays within the Shane Steichen system and leans on Jonathan Taylor and offers you some things with his legs and actually plays to his capability? Like, sometimes Daniel Jones is right, and when he is, everything around him with this Colts team is kind of scary.
And they've only had the bad Daniel Jones once.
Right.
All right, let's get that. Give me that college football. There it is. All right, let's do our Saturday slate. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch. You can throw your games in too. I talked to a guy in the bathroom. He said, "Man, can Texas win this game at Georgia?
Boy,
that's a big one this weekend. Nervous. A lot of games to go. Notre Dame going to Pitt for really what feels like their last big test before their season ends. USC, Iowa. Another top 25 matchup, Alabama. They're hosting Oklahoma. Florida at Ole Miss. And then, as we said, the big one there in Athens between Texas and Georgia. Colin, let me hear yours, man. Colin, what's your game of the week? What game are you watching coming up on Saturday.
So I'm a sicko. I'm a sicko. I like to watch every single game that I can. But I'm keeping an eye on number 11 Oklahoma against number 4 Bama. That Oklahoma defense, I like to see how they do against that Alabama offense. And since we're run up against it, I want to get y'all's in. I want to give y'all a bonus one real quick. I'm also looking at number 24 USF going to Annapolis, Maryland to take on the Navy midshipmen. I'm a Navy guy. Go Navy, beat Army. I think that'll be a one to keep an eye on when it comes to the Group of Five playoff spot in the CFP in a couple weeks. I like to see how that affects things.
Sounds good, Colin. I'm not going to watch a minute of that game. I'm just going to be honest with
he
you.
He is a sicko. He did preface it. He did let us know he was
a
sicko.
South Florida has a chance. Yeah, I'm with him on that. Is there 24? But I'm probably not going to watch that one myself. All right, B. Scott, I'm gonna go with the Florida Ole Miss.
All right.
This is interesting to me because I feel like there might be a lot of people on that Ole Miss side that may be over there on that Florida side next year. I feel like there may be some players that may make their way over to Florida. There may be the coach that may make their way over to Florida. Like this is a interesting game because it feels like that may be the spot that Lane Kiffin ends up. And he's playing the team that he may coach next year.
Okay.
So that to me is intriguing and interesting to see. How many of these guys? Because I do. I think if Lane goes somewhere, I think he'll have several players, like all coaches do, leave and go and follow him. And there may be some future Florida Gators right there on that Ole Miss side.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I got to say, going through the slate, going through the list of games, and I looked at this one, I did not think about that element of it. And that is definitely an intriguing part of that game. So I like that pick.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Notre Dame at Pitt. And this is the reason. Like we talked about, this is probably Notre Dame's final test. But specific with Pitt, and I thought ESPN did a good job of pointing this out. Bill Connolly had an article where he's pointing out that Pitt does this thing like every decade or so where they upset a highly ranked team or a team that's got college football playoff or national championship aspirations. And this is just kind of a thing that Pitt does. They did it against Miami in 2017 in Kenny Pickett's freshman season. They did it against Virginia Tech in 2003.
This is sad.
And I think this is shaping up to be, like, Pitt has got, like, sneaky upset energy.
Sad.
And I think between their freshman quarterback, and that's what's helped them win their last five, six, seven games or so, whatever it's been, got a really risky defense, like a defense that likes to kind of pin its ears back. And CJ Carr, I think, is equipped to go up against them and have some success. But Notre Dame at Pitt, I'm on upset watch, upset alert for Pitt against Notre Dame. That's my game to watch over
Colin,
the weekend.
This is sad.
Are we both sickos now that
Colin,
we did that?
No.
I mean, I couldn't give you the obvious of Texas
Colin,
and Georgia.
He's a Texas fan, Colin, and he just
oh, I know,
that,
but hey,
he
listen.
He doesn't believe it.
Hey,
it's,
deep down, though, he's a Bearcat.
It's obvious. Look, and we understand the situation
you
with Texas.
You don't believe it. This
between,
is sad.
Between Georgia, Arkansas, and A&M, Texas needs to go minimum 2-1, probably 3-0.
Oh, to make the playoff, they need to go 3-0.
And I'm nervous about all of it. Of course I'm going to be watching that game, so I couldn't go with the obvious.
They can beat Georgia, as I said, and screw you, Champ Slice. As I said, in that bathroom, yes, that man, he started talking to me on my way out of the door, and yes, I did stand behind him roughly and talk to him.
Why you got to paint the picture like that?
Well, because Champ,
I stood behind
well,
him.
Well, Champ Slice.
What is he trying to imply here,
Champ
guys?
Champ Slice said on YouTube, show stood behind that man as he peed. Yes, he was still talking to me. I felt rude to just close the door on him and say, hold up.
Rather
so
behind,
I finished the conversation.
Rather behind him than in front of him.
Yeah, or beside him.
Or beside him.
Yeah.
Right?
I was coming out the door. I thought, like, I saw a lady come out. I said, well, maybe I would close the door. My man probably don't want to be just sitting here. But, yeah, man, he asked me if Texas had a chance. I think they got a chance.
I do think they have a chance, but I just can't.
You're going to go Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame
you
Pitt.
Don't care about
I need a game that I'm not going to be entirely invested in and pulling out my dreadlocks, which black people don't do, by the way, but metaphorically speaking.
All right, coming up, Dirty's Daily. He's not here. We'll try to do him justice. Let's hit a few things, including I hope Nick Caley is lying. I really do. I hope Nick Caley is lying. I'm afraid he may not be. We'll discuss that coming up next.